here. went to the temple. Your father really cared for you. Wouldn't he save you? You say you trust in him. Well then, put him to the test. Are you afraid God will fail the test? God doesn't fail. He cares for you. He keeps the promises he makes to you. But God is bound to what he promises you, not to any test that you would choose to lay on him, not to prayers cried out to him that have nothing but your will wanting to be met. Where has God ever promised that he would do miracles for you to protect you from your own folly? You shall not put the Lord your God to the test, Jesus said. He does not need to prove himself to you. His promises are good enough through his word and sacraments, and they are all you need. The third temptation was the most shameless but the most powerful. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. It may look like the devil can give the kingdoms of the world, but he cannot. Yet again, the father of lies. Everything is in God's control. The fact that the devil can influence the leaders of the world doesn't change this. The devil has no right to any influence at all. He cannot make good on his promises. Anytime you set aside your duty to God and the worship of God for the sake of something else, whether for reputation, for wealth, for power, or for security, you not only fall into idolatry, but you trust in the lies of the devil, and he cannot deliver. You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The promises of glory, riches, and power, health, wealth, and prosperity is the promise of idolatry. Jesus drove the devil away. It was his perfect humanity joined to his true deity. The devil never had a chance. It was your victory. Because you failed, and Jesus was acting in your place. In every one of these temptations, the devil not only sought to divert Jesus from his task of redeeming you, which he couldn't succeed in doing, but the devil also reveals how easily he leads man astray by the same ways. Christ could not fail. He came to be the second and sinless Adam, and no power of hell could stop him. The confidence with which Jesus takes on the devil is foreshadowed in the eagerness that David had in fighting the monumental Goliath. He ran to Goliath to kill him and victoriously stand over his behead. Oh, thanks be to God for the sending of his Son into our flesh to defeat the old evil foe. Do you hear what God is pointing you to? Do you hear what God is bringing you to remain fixed upon? Through his word and sacraments, as your only hope, the merits of Christ alone. through his crucifixion and resurrection, God has revealed himself as a mighty fortress, a trusty shield and weapon for you. So the one to whom you must stand before the last day is the one who has lived your life for you. When you failed the test, he asked. When you sinned, he obeyed. When you brought on yourself the anger of God for the lack of trust and lack of obedience, Jesus removed that anger by his perfect trust and his perfect obedience. Believe, teach, and confess that Christ's obedience has rendered you righteous before God, because it has. That is what drives the devil away. Look to your champion who fought for you. You are forgiven of your failures because of his merits for you. The accuser cannot accuse Jesus, so he cannot accuse those who trust in Jesus' merits, who are baptized into his death and resurrection, who are hidden in and are clothed with Christ. Be not dismayed. Be not bewitched. Hear the word of God. Be equipped with the word of God. Be repenting and believing. In biblical Greek language, the words "it is finished" come through one word, tetelestai. And thus, one little word can fell the devil. For Christ crucified, finished it for you.